Mental disorders are now among the leading cause of illness in children worldwide, according to new research out of Europe. Now, we're talking about kids aged between 5 and 14 years old. Alexander Martinuk is an associate professor in the School of Public Health at Sydney University. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Hello, welcome.
So the study analysed data collected by the World Health Organisation. What did it show us?
It showed that mental disorders are remaining stable over time, but actually they're increasing in rank or their importance as other diseases drop, like infectious diseases.
In the Americas and Europe, mental disorders jumped from the third cause of illnesses in 2000 to the second in 2015. What's behind a spike like that?
So in fact, they're not actually spiking in number. They are actually remaining the same since about the year 2000. But what has happened is we're achieving greater gains, I guess, in more physical conditions, whether that be infectious disease or diabetes. So it's actually making mental disorders in kids much more important to address, as they are becoming some of the most prevalent conditions we're seeing.
So what you're saying is that we're dealing with the other physical issues, but we're not getting a grip, if you like, on the mental disorders.
That's exactly it.
What about the other four regions? I mentioned the Americas and Europe. Are we seeing changes in the other regions?
Yes, we are. So we are seeing mental health conditions in kids rising in prevalence or importance in other countries. So Eastern Mediterranean region, the West Pacific, Southeast Asia, and these are becoming quite prevalent and quite problematic for many youth in these countries. In Africa, the conditions are said to be much lower, of course, because of high infectious disease, but still very much there and still very much a problem.
So what are the different types of mental illnesses that the study looked at?
Yeah, so the study did look at the most common mental challenges for the children who are 5 to 14 years of age. And these were conduct disorder, which is better known in local parlance as sort of behavior challenges, anxiety, depression, and also autism spectrum disorders.
How does a child's socioeconomic status play into all of this? Is that relevant?
Yes, well, in fact, mental disorders are quite stable across economic bands. However, we know that people who have lower socioeconomic status often access care less often and can actually also have other comorbidities or risk factors that lead them to be more likely to have a mental health condition. So, you know, an unemployed parent perhaps or other background, early trauma, for instance.
And what about in Australia? How serious an issue is mental health among our kids?
It's very much an issue. It is a number one reason for illness in this age group now in Australia. And some people say growing to be a problem as well. And we're having a change in the circumstances, I guess, too, as youth, you know, straddle the challenges in social media. Families are busier. And issues, of course, for specific populations, whether that be new immigrants to Australia, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, or people living in rural and remote areas.
Is it at crisis levels for our kids?
Well, I guess if you're an individual child in a family struggling with a child who has a mental health condition, it is a crisis. I think it is a crisis for our society, and the prevention of it or the support of people who have mental illness is a societal thing. It's not in the health system solely. It's in our schools. It's in supporting families. It's in allowing time to connect with community.
So what do you want to see happen to try and deal with this? Because, you know, you'd expect we don't want to continue to see a rise.
Yes, that's exactly right. So I think obviously, as with any condition, mental or physical, prevention is better than cure. We need, from the health sector, we need increased access to mental health support, in particular for people living in rural and remote regions, but also for people coming from different backgrounds. Again, English as second language or Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander. We need support to be culturally safe, but we also need a broader look at mental health. How can we attack these conditions earlier, so even in younger children, identifying need and supporting them, supporting entire families and communities to support these children who are struggling.
Alexandra, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Alexandra Martinuk has expertise in child and adolescent neurological and mental health. She joined us there. She's from Sydney University, the School of Public Health. This is RN Drive.